From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Spanish and Italian naval ships, along with vessels from non-government groups, are rescuing thousands of migrants off the Libyan coast. Monday's dramatic operation is taking place just 21 kilometers north of the town of Sabratha in Libya. As we hear, migrants from Eritrea and Somalia cheered as the rescue boats arrive, with some jumping into the water and swimming toward them while others carried babies onto the rescue ships. Groups such as Proactiva Open Arms and Doctors Without Borders are helping take on some of the 3,000 people who had been traveling in some 20 small wooden boats. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry arrived in India Monday for talks on ambitious plans to hike trade between the world's two largest democracies fivefold to around $100 billion. Kerry is to meet with Prime Minister Narendra Modi during the two-day visit to the capital of New Delhi and to take part in a strategic dialogue between the two nations. Kerry arrived from neighboring Bangladesh, where he held talks with Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina on efforts to combat extremism following a recent series of deadly attacks there. Suspended President Dilma Rousseff, in comments to the Senate Monday, said the future of Brazil was at stake in her impeachment trial, as her conservative opponents were using trumped-up charges to oust her and roll back social advances in the past 13 years. She says in her comments to the Senate, "We're about to witness a serious violation of the Constitution and a real coup d'etat." She denied charges of breaking budgetary rules. This is VOA News. The United States Monday clashes in Syria between Turkish forces and units affiliated with the U.S.-supported Kurdish alliance are not acceptable and are calling on all sides to stand down. Brent McGurk is a U.S. envoy for the coalition to counter the Islamic State. In comments made on Twitter, he said, "We want to make clear that we find these clashes unacceptable and a source of deep concern." He added that the Pentagon has condemned the fighting in the South Syrian town of Jarablus and said U.S. forces were not involved in the clashes. Authorities say a suicide attack in Yemen's city of Aden has killed at least 45 people and wounded dozens of others. Officials say a suicide bomber drove his car Monday into a building used by pro-government troops, or there's been no immediate claim of responsibility for that attack. The Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte Monday placed a 2 million Philippine peso, or $43,000 bounty, on the heads of members of the National Police, who are suspected of protecting drug syndicates in the country. This is Rodrigo Duterte.
"Place a reward on their head, the members of the ninja or members of the police who are then protecting the drug syndicates in this country. I'm placing per head 2 million. I want the police and the armed forces to destroy the drug apparatus in this country."
He made the remarks as he gave a speech at a wreath-laying ceremony to mark the country's National Heroes Day. Monotony was the hardest part of a year-long NASA experiment about the mental and psychological rigors of long-term space flight, according to crew members after their test came to a close. That six-member crew emerged Sunday from a dome in Hawaii where they were studied as part of the U.S. Space Agency's mission to send people to Mars by the 2030s. This is the French astrobiologist Cyprien Verceau in a Periscope interview by organizers posted on Twitter.
"A mission to Mars in the close future is realistic. I think the technological and psychological obstacles can be overcome."
In addition to insufficient stimulation, isolation, and a lack of fresh food and air were the toughest challenges during the year-long experiment. That experiment was aimed primarily at the psychological study of the crew. Japan braced Monday for a powerful typhoon, and authorities are warning of heavy rain, high waves, and flooding after previous storms killed two people. Typhoon Lion Rock, described as strong, was likely to come ashore northeast of Tokyo on Tuesday before cutting across and heading out toward sea toward Russia and China. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.